Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 7 of Religious Taters. I'm your host, Michael, and even though this is the 7th episode, you certainly cannot expect any perfection here, because I'm just a normal, random guy out there. There have been 6 episodes so far, ranging in tons of different topics, but hey, it's what you're expecting. Right on there, I say, it's the randomness of a Christian teen. So, a little review of what I've done. You know, I've had some teasers for at the very beginning. I've had audio commentary on The Matrix, which I do plan on continuing eventually. And then I've also done a little devotional for my church and for anyone else who is listening out there. I realize that it's been basically about a month since the last episode, and I'm real sorry about that. I have a lot going on, as you could probably expect, I guess. And I just recently found out that I can actually go online and check out my stats for my podcast and see how I'm doing, how I'm ranking and stuff. So that's really cool, and I'm gonna check that out online and see what it is. But ladies and gentlemen, listeners, podcast land, we've made it. I mean, come on. This podcast is expanding farther, way farther than I could have even dreamed of traveling, you know? Like, I expected, you know, maybe a few people from my church and maybe even fewer from my school would listen to this. And of course, my family, because, I mean, come on, they're my family. But, you know, on, like, first or second episode, I, you know, complained about my, saying my last name, which, don't go back and listen to it, guys. But, and I said, you know, about I might make it and people who don't know me might listen to it, but I guess I've sort of kind of made it. Because, there's someone from Texas out there who's listened to my podcast. Never even met the person, and wow. So, thank you all you listeners who don't even know me. This episode, I guess, goes out to you. At one point, on one day, I was up to, on January 14th, 69 people viewed my feed. The actual, you know, like iTunes, where you can go in there or whatever and view my podcast. 69 people in one day. At one point, I was up to 23 subscribers, not just listeners, subscribers, people who actually had subscribed to my podcast. That was on February 2nd. Last few days, it looks like it's gone down a little bit, probably because I haven't done an episode in a while, but hopefully that will go up soon. 21 page views on January 10th, so you get the idea. It's getting better and better, and so I won't bore you with any more of these stats. Today's episode will cover my theories and such about the TV show Lost on ABC. I have to admit, when I first saw the show, you know, the only reason I watched it was because J.J. Abrams, who created Alias, which is my favorite show ever, worked on it, and I wasn't really that impressed as much as the rest of America. You know, it was mediocre, I felt. That's probably not your opinion, but anyhow. But this second season is getting amazing. I mean, right now I would have to say it's a very, very close toss-up between Alias and Lost for my favorite. Because that episode, The Other 48 Days, where they had a flashback of all that happened with the tail section, henceforth called the tailies, as they do on the show and what started on the internet, which a lot of things these days start on the internet and then they reference it on the show, which I think is kind of cool. But that episode was really, really good. And then and it ended with a bang, literally, with Anna Lucia shooting Shannon. That was excellent and a huge twist, huge surprise, and that's the first thing that happens when they see each other. And then the next episode is called Collision or Collide or something, I believe, and very apt title. I love it. And lately with Mr. Echo and stuff, you have even more of these religious themes with them having the Bible from their little hatch, the Tailey's hatch, and just, you know, the Virgin Mary statues, him being a quote unquote priest. And then of course the very first episode of season 2 is called Man of Science, Man of Faith. So Locke and Mr. Echo fall on the faith side, and just, I love how Christianity keeps on being referenced in this show. And they even had an episode called the 23rd Psalm, which was just good. And then this latest new episode they had was all about Aaron, Claire's little baby, having to be baptized, and Charlie wanting to do that, which brings me to my next topic, Charlie and this last episode. As soon as I saw those statues, like, you know, I guess by now it's like 3.5 weeks ago, when he was, like, you know, hiding all those statues in there, like, I totally trusted him. And from right then, I knew that, you know, he might be hiding them from other people or something, or stockpiling them, but I'd never suspected once that he was using. Never. Throughout that whole episode, I thought that, you know, all these hallucinations and stuff, they were just, you know, like, withdrawal symptoms and stuff. And, you know, I kind of feel bad for him with all that he had to go through and what he's still going through, and just how when he was punched and by Locke in that the ocean there, right on the beach, like, everyone just walked away from him and no one was willing to help him until Jack did, like, hours later. Probably the next morning, I believe, actually. And what he had to go through is, you know, really sad, and no one at all trusting him, and just, you know, him being lonely and stuff, and just his brother and his mom, I guess, and Claire, everyone he trusted abandoning him and stuff. That's really sad, and I feel bad for the guy a lot. And he's probably my favorite character. Charlie is. Other characters I like would be Claire, and Charlie and Claire, they're destined for each other. It's such a great couple, probably my favorite. I also like Locke a lot. I don't really like, or don't really have a set reason, just he was on a few episodes of Alias here and there, and I really like Terry O'Quinn as an actor, and he's pretty cool. And Hurley, you know, you gotta love Hurley. He's the comic relief and funny guy a lot. And just Michael Walt's dad, just because he was, and the actor who played him was also in Matrix Reloaded and Revolutions, so I got to love the guy. I mean, come on. Another topic is children. That's a huge topic. Why do the others, why does Locke Why does everyone seem to desire arcades? I'm not gonna go weird and Michael Jackson and stuff. That's not the reason, but it's just, I guess that innocence and stuff. And, I don't really know why. I don't think we'll fully understand ever until, like, probably the final episode. But, the tail section, there were two kids. They were the first ones stolen by the others. Walt, of course, being stolen by them. They took, I forget her name, the French woman, Rousseau. Yes, named after the philosopher. They took her child and killed her. Ethan Rom, which if you rearrange that rearranges to other man, try to kidnap Claire to steal her baby Aaron. The list goes on and on. Kids will play a vital role in the show, I feel. It's interestingly enough, Peter Pan is referenced probably more than once, but the one I distinctly know about is the when Michael sees the others, he sees a like teddy bear being dragged from a rope, and they're all barefoot, walking. And that's a specific scene in Peter Pan. There's a teddy bear being shown, being dragged. Let's see here. Interestingly enough, Locke, he loves board games so much. Like, backgammon is the very first game he plays. He talks about mousetrap and stuff. When he works in that one, like, sports or toy store or whatever, he's standing near the board game section. Tons and tons of things like that. So yeah, kids will play a definite vital role, and I'm hoping that Walt comes back soon, and we get to see him again, because I'm missing that kid a lot. Another topic, interestingly enough, which I feel I've saved the best for last, is all the animals and stuff. That's kind of weird, don't you think? But I have a theory that I feel like I made it up on my own, but it's gotta be out there somewhere. But I haven't listened or read any spoiler sites in a long time, probably since this season has started. So I haven't read this online. If you've read it somewhere, then I guess it's not original. But then again, nothing these days is. But I have a theory that all these animals, that huge monster thing, that's all internal strife and stuff. Like that random horse that oh, what's her name? Duh, Kate. How could I forget her name? Kate, yes. When she saw that horse, that was referencing that horse that she had seen earlier. The polar bears and stuff by Walt, those were in his comics and stuff. And the bird that was there when his mom was like being sick and stuff. Which, interestingly enough, there's these theories out there that Walt is able to like control animals and stuff. I'm not sure about that. It's probably true. This all those polar bears and stuff that he seems to be able to summon or whatever. Don't really know what's up with that, but that's probably something. And a few episodes ago, when in the episode titled "The 23rd Psalm," I believe, actually, when that the black monster, I don't, it doesn't really have a real name, but that huge black monster type thing that was seen in the very first episode, well, briefly, I guess, it's just this monstrous, like, hand of God type thing that just springs up out of the ground and attacks or whatever, like, came right up to Mr. Echo. And what was shown was actually all these faces of tons of people. So I feel that monster is like the essence of all the strife and everything on the island, all the past of all the people and what they've gone through and stuff. So, and everyone on that island has purpose, and everyone has some reason that they're there. And I feel that everyone on the island there is able to do something like control animals or whatever. And I feel like they probably have powers and stuff, and this will go into science fiction-y type stuff, which some of it's kind of weird, but since we all know it's fake, I guess it's okay. And so I guess that's all my theories. That's been a pretty cool episode, I guess. Hopefully this will turn out sounding right, and hopefully everyone out there will enjoy this. And I'm kind of sad about there not being a new episode last week, but I knew that it was going to be a rerun. But there will be a new episode coming up in only a few days, guys, about the others, which is quite an interesting topic. I just saw the Super Bowl like a few hours ago, and there were tons of really funny trailers for Lost, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what's gonna happen in the rest of the season. Please, please, please email me at religioustaters@gmail.com. Anything to make the podcast better, what you enjoy, any of your theories about Lost, unless you tell me otherwise, I'm willing to read any of your emails on this podcast. I'm hoping to be able to do a lot more, hopefully every single week. So that would be good, and get more of my voice out there for all you listeners, and hopefully get more subscribers. I'm starting this week a new tradition, shall we call it, the trivia contest. You will have, let's say, 2 weeks, I guess, or whatever, to email me with the answer to this question. You know the band David Crowder Band? Pretty cool Christian worship band out there. I like him a lot. Well, the lead singer, interestingly enough, his name is David Crowder. He and his wife live in a house that is of high significance. Email me with the answer of why his house is so significant. So do that, and you'll get mentioned on air, and you'll get a little prize, email prize pack of really cool electronic goods, maybe like links to funny videos or little MP3 files or whatnot. Just, I guess, if you request something and it's feasible by me, I'll try it. So please email me, please leave comments, please tell all your friends, please listen to past episodes if you want to, and tell me what you think of those, and keep watching Lost, or start watching it if you don't, because it's a pretty cool show, and I guess get into all the stuff I'm getting into, because it's cool, but get into God the most. So yeah, stay cool everyone out there, and keep listening, and thank you so much for listening to this, and thank you even more if you subscribe to this. I hope this episode turns out pretty well. I've rambled on long enough, so thank you once again, and God bless. Stop, stop, thank you, and God bless again.